Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Tinser from Toronto, north of the border. He's the author of Cause of Disturbance. Put a .com on the end of that book in that title, and you find his website. And also, the 90% rule. It's all about innovation and leadership, innovation, and putting your company's best foot forward in the marketplace. Ken, thanks again for being here. And folks, we were just talking about Ken's acquisition of a new company to take your company to another level. I mean, this is really a learning moment for all of us, Ken. And thank you for we're the first people that he's discussed this with. So this will give you an example of the breaking news that you get here on the show with our Brain Trust members.
It's a pre-break, as I said. It starts April 1st, so don't tell anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is just between us, Ken. So, what you said earlier was that this company you acquired, a 50-year-old company, to go with your 25-year-old company, this company had some capabilities, some platforms that would help you be a little more granular, some more deliverables to help your strategy consulting take this to maybe more out to the last mile of the employees.
And the company, it was 15.
Oh, 15
years.
Okay.
Right. And we've merged our work in with Vivian's of her company. And I think, well, one, technically, legally, it's good to say merged in, but also I think one of the key things is that mentally and emotionally, I don't like the notion of acquisition,
mm-hmm.
Of one person acquiring another person's knowledge or insights or business. I think that you really need to be of the same mind and the same...
Well, she's still involved in the business.
Oh, she's running it. She's a partner, and she's
okay.
Running.
No, well, see, obviously, I didn't know that. No. Of course, if they're still, if the other side of the transaction is still involved, then it's not really an acquisition. It's more of a merger.
Yeah,
a partnership. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
And I've done this a number of times, and again, the key is to make sure that your vision and your values align.
The values. That's the key.
Well, it is. Well, especially with a learning company. I mean, understanding. You know, again, for us, the learning ties back to strategy, that it's an mm-hmm. extension of strategy, that it's how how the rubber meets the road with your customer. This is what we're doing with this new company or with this extension of our company. And it was so important because it's people skills and individuals that we thought and we saw things on the same level. And we had talked to a number of people over the years, and all of a sudden, you know, you get these checkpoints in your head, I guess, of what's important to you in your company. When you meet the right person or the right company, you're ready to do it because you go, you know what? They think the same way. They want the same things for their company. And most importantly, they feel the same way about customers and customer experience.
Right. This is so important, folks. What Ken's telling you right now, this is critical. I mean, in fact, this has to be discussed before anything else, in my opinion. In fact, if I were going to acquire or merge with someone, if I even thought about it, I would stop everything else I was doing about that potential relationship and focus on the values first. Because you may, down the road, you may change products, but you'll still be working with the same people.
Well, yes. And, you know, one of the first things, I mean, coming from a finance background, when you're putting companies together, it's not about synergies, because, quite frankly, synergies rarely happen. It's about revenue model.
Yeah.
So it's not about cutting costs and making things work better at first. It's about how do your two ideas or companies generate more revenue And you do that by, you know, being aligned by delivering the right mm-hmm. customer experience.
But you've also, none of that, in my opinion, none of that, all that falls away if the people running the company, the being acquired and are being merged, if they don't have the same values, if you don't have the same work ethic, if you don't feel the same way about customers, if you don't have the same commitment to trust and all that, then everything else is going to fall apart.
That's the foundation of any great partnership.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Ken, give us the website one more time, please.
It's causeadisturbance.com.
And congratulations on the new move that you made there. And we're looking forward to hearing more about it as the years go by.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
Ken Tenser, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check that out, causeadisturbance.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.